Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone all across this great country who believes in the American dream, who believes in liberty, and who recognizes that our natural rights, the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, equal protection, and due process, come from God. They do not come from government. And the government cannot take them away.
And it's going to wash hundreds and hundreds and thousands of Democrat socialists out of office with an unstoppable surge of Republican patriots. And they're going to be doing it. You're going to be heading to the polls. This is maybe the most important election we've ever had.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Folks, we have again embarked on so many issues the past few months. The level of drops are hitting the giant tsunami waves, hitting like giant tsunami waves each day. When President Trump says the deep state will be obliterated, well, you have to see it. Black Lives Matter is turning on Dems. People are standing for their rights against the military push of jabs. Millions are red-pilled on Joe Rogan, and the Carter funeral is one to remember. Wait till you see that one. Here we go.
Until your wife and children, I'll be sailing with you. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Better get on board. It's gonna rain.
I invite you to join me and the And We Know family on a cruise to Majestic, Alaska, August 11th through the 18th, 2024. We will chart our adventure aboard the luxurious Holland America's Westernum, cruising us to historic Alaskan ports like Juneau and Ketchikan. Destinations renowned for their scenery, teeming with forest and wildlife, the freshest caught salmon and other delicious cuisine, and known for the locals' family charm. The Isaacs are coming too, and we can't wait to sing worship and patriotic songs by this renowned award-winning group. We'll also enjoy powerful biblical messages and share life stories with my family and me, listen in on a live podcast recording, and have Q&A time and interviews with special guests. So visit andweknow.com and book your trip with LT and the family today. What an amazing song, huh? Get on board. What a perfect selection for all of this as we put it together. Been wanting to have a gathering for a while, and we're going to be secluded all together, hanging out, guys. It's there's ways to get on this by paying payments and stuff, so it'll be affordable for you, and we've just been trying to get the word out so you guys know. We've been trying to get together, and hopefully you guys check it out. So we've got our first thing here, Oliver Stone, about the 2020 presidential election with Bill Maher.
It was the most fair, well-run election that we've had ever.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Well, let me play that one more time right here.
It was the most fair, well-run election that we've had ever.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, if there's nothing that can be said or argued that would convince you.
I think what shocked people was
then that called the closed
Trump
mind.
Won so many, got so many votes, you know. That was what was shocking, that he did so well compared to what he was expected to do.
Right.
Because we believed all the East Coast.
Why don't you believe he could have lost?
We believed all the East Coast, the media, elite, that he was going to fail, and boom.
Yes.
They were wrong. Right. We love to see them being wrong, don't we? The media elite. Because they really hated,
a lot,
they went too far in hating, in dumping on Trump. And people don't like that in America.
You're right.
They don't like dumping on.
You're right.
And they did it too much.
The only reason, says Ultra Pepe Lives Matter, the only reason Bill Maher is so desperate to convince Oliver Stone not to question the 2020 election is because he's legitimately terrified that Trump will send him to Gitmo. You don't have to take my word for it. He literally said this out loud. Nothing he says about the election is unbiased like he pretends to be. Bill Maher has 1,000 skeletons in his closet, and he's sweating at the thought of Trump publicly holding the levers of justice and power. Once again, why would he be scared? Why bring this up? He, you know, wore the red shoes. He's been caught. He knows it. He's been exposed. Tries to play good guy sometimes, and it's not going to work. We figured you out. And, you know, it's really even more interesting as things are getting exposed. As I mentioned earlier, Melania's business. For 5 decades, as fashion, says Swamp Drainer. What color is she wearing to this funeral? Well, we've got gray. A lot of folks thought it was white because she has a bright sunshine shining on her. Everybody else is seemingly in the dark. Some folks say dark to light is like a comms type thing, but some folks are saying, isn't it awesome how God puts the light on the one who's standing for our country and all the others, the evil ones who worship Satan, worship the devil? Most of you say, well, I don't agree with all of them. Well, go do your research. She's sitting next to Mike, the Bushes, the Clintons, and the Bidens. Kind of strange how they have them sit in this direction, in this order. Kind of makes you wonder. Doesn't it? Also, a strange thing was the strange song they had to sing at the wedding, or the funeral, excuse me. You're not going to believe this. They just played John Lennon's Humanist song, Imagine, at Rosalind Carter's funeral instead of a church where they sing the lyrics, Imagine there is no heaven or hell. This is the globalist theme song that celebrities sang to the serfs during the pandemic. I've never seen this played in a church in my life. What were they thinking? That's Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. And that is sickening that they would even play such a song in a place that's supposed to be a building with a cross on it that belongs to Christ, right? But no, they just had to mock God in front of everyone. Another thing that's interesting about this is White Hot Mike put this out. Maybe it's a coincidence, right? Is that this state funeral, she's wearing gray, Melania. And what's very interesting is that if you look closer, and I'm going to try to zoom in on this bad boy, you'll look at December 1st from 2018. They called it the Gray Wolf Canis lupus, also known as timber wolf, right? That was the U.S. Secret Service code for George H.W. Bush Sr. Shares a common ancestry with the domestic dog. State funeral next week, coincidence, the gray wolf, and she's wearing gray. Another thing that's interesting about all this, and I'm going to show you the clip in a minute, is the tree. DC tree, the White House national Christmas tree. It's fallen. Timber. Oh, I wonder what this is all about. Just check this out.
Following near the White House, the National Park Service. Okay, they told us just within the last 15 minutes that a big gust of wind knocked over the national Christmas tree. It's all set for a big tree lighting ceremony on Thursday. Ardelia Gonsalves just arrived on the scene. So, Delia, we know that the National Park Service is assessing the damage. What can you see from your vantage point?
Unfortunately, we can't see a whole lot. We did circle around the ellipse for some time, but we can see this massive crane that they brought in, and that crane is working very carefully to try to upright that Christmas tree that fell. We're told the Christmas tree fell just around 2 o'clock this afternoon. It was a completely decorated tree. I'm told the contractor is willing to come back and redecorate, but they're not even certain if this tree is salvageable at this point. As you can imagine, and you saw me all bundled up, the wind is biting today. Very strong gusts here in downtown.
Yeah, so anyway, some folks chalk this up to God Almighty blowing that tree down. But very interesting. Very interesting how it all kind of just strangely connects. And then this one was another strange one that I saw, and I couldn't believe it, but I felt like folks might want to know anyway.
Black Lives Matter Rhode Island, Mark Fisher. Mark, thanks so much for joining the program.
Mark Fisher is the Black Lives Matter leader out of Rhode Island.
You know, this is my favorite story of the day because it identifies with what I've seen in the barbershop. All the brothers, for some reason right now, are turning tides right now. And I just wonder, what is the big reason?
I think personally, it's the duplicity of the Democrats. Mm. The hypocrisy. We're not stupid. The brothers are not stupid. We understand when someone's for us and when someone is not. And it's obvious that the Democratic Party is not for us.
Yeah, I can't.
Their policies actually strike at the heart of the Black family. And a nuclear family.
Yeah, so, you know, you were a part of Black Lives Matter. You founded it there. And now you're saying, you're not saying the entire Republican Party. You're saying Donald Trump. So what is it about Donald Trump? Is it the economics? You noted the Black family. What is it going to take for him to shore up this support amongst Black voters?
Well, I just think that it's going to take information. A lot of people are misinformed. They don't really understand because they don't educate themselves on Donald Trump as a person and his history. But if they do that, and it's going to take, you know, leaders, educated leaders getting the word out there. I think that it'll happen on its own and it'll be organic because personally, I love the man. I mean, how could you not like if a real man? How could you not relate to someone like that?
Yeah, he watches every morning, so I'm sure he's cheering as you're saying this. We looked at some of the polls for Trump over Biden in the battleground states. In 2020, it was 8%. Now in 2023, he has 22%. And that's just not Black men. So the election is right around the corner. If you have the opportunity to talk to the former president, I'm sure he's watching right now, what would you tell him?
Call me on my cell phone, man. I'll stump for Trump.
Mark, I'm fascinated by you. Why did you end up leaving Black Lives Matter? Or are you still affiliated with it?
No. I'm still affiliated with it all day. Because the thing about it is my message that I preach and that I tout is unity. It's a message of unity. It's unity driven. I want to bring together all the marginalized groups from the margins and bring them to the center because we're stronger together as a one nation under indivisible under God.
Yeah. Mark Fisher, I think all Americans can go with a message of unity. We thank you so much for coming on the program. I hope you'll come back and check in with us.
I appreciate you. Keep up the good work, Lawrence.
You got it, brother.
Interesting. How they would start putting out information without fear. I mean, you would think that he had someone tell him, hey, you don't want to go out and tell folks all this to the entire public, and it just makes you wonder how they're going to play all this out. How in the world would he have the guts to even talk about this? And so I thought it'd be a perfect thing to show you this. It's time to totally obliterate the deep state, came out from a reply to real Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump retruthed this. 1322 timestamp confirmed. Things are moving faster than you know. Public interest forces the sun to shine. Why are we here? Isn't it great just to have some comms thrown at us sometimes? Some of you aren't into it, but I tell you what, it's really important for all of us to know and to see this because little by little, we're seeing exposure happen And many are going to wake up, and I can sense it now, and I see it more and more, even with that interview showing that 22%, right? Is that the what he showed us there on the stats? I think it was right about here. Yeah, 22% now support for Trump over Biden among black voters in swing states, up from 8%. That means almost one out of every four that you walk up to, they support President Trump. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. This is also amazing. Exciting announcement. BioOptimizer's Black Friday mega sale is happening now and will last throughout the entire month of November. And listen carefully, because this mega deal is available only for my listeners, only with my code. Now, we all have those ever-growing Black Friday wish lists, but this year I challenge you to make your health a top priority. Instead of those impulse purchases, let's focus on what really matters. We all know the importance of sleep when it comes to our overall well-being. And while some might say you can't buy a good night's sleep, I'm here to tell you that, yes, you absolutely can. I'm talking about Magnesium Breakthrough from BioOptimizers, a true game changer in the quest for a better night's sleep. So keep in mind that when you supply your body with these essential magnesium forms, you're in for an incredible upgrade. Magnesium supports a balanced inflammatory response, promotes healthy restorative sleep, relaxation, calmness, and better stress response. BioOptimizer's Black Friday mega sale is happening right now and lasting throughout the entire month of November. The biggest discount you can get in amazing gifts with purchase are available only on my page, biooptimizers.com/LT with the code LT10. Choose your health over unnecessary things this Black Friday. Head over to biooptimizers.com/LT and enter code LT10 at checkout.
There's a surveillance program that affects anyone who has AT&T's phone network. So we're talking very few people, very few. AT&T is part of something called the Data Analytical Services, or DAS, and it's coordinated with federal and local law enforcement agencies. And here's what it does. They have been secretly collecting and analyzing over a trillion domestic phone records. 1 trillion. And they do that every year. If you have AT&T, you're being snooped on by the federal government. It used to be called Hemisphere, and it's run by AT&T in coordination with different agencies. Now, Congress just found out about this, and they're going to do something about it, I'll just throw this in. This is what it does. It goes after anybody who has been in direct contact with a criminal suspect and anyone else who has had communication with them. So some guy that you don't know called somebody who's a criminal of any sort, that's recorded. Then that guy calls somebody else, and somebody else calls somebody else, and that somebody else calls you. That's the chain. All of your records. They're tying everyone together, which I think is good. Kevin Bacon, I mean, we'll finally have absolute proof that it is 7 phone calls away to Kevin Bacon. So we got that going for us. Again, that's an AT&T thing.
From Broken Anthem. For better or for worse, we must stick together. We don't have time for division. We don't have time for fear. They want us divided, scared, and isolated, so we forgive each other, understand the full situation, and stay on mission. If any one of us gets attacked, we stick together. You know, I'm going to pause this for a second. I'm showing this. Thank you, Scotty, for putting this together. But we stick together. I thought this was interesting because you might have seen it in the news, but the Chiefs fans, NFL Chiefs, they're planning to wear black and red face paint to the next game in massive show support for this boy. This boy was under attack because of what he's wearing if you see him on the screen. Yeah. He was attacked by the media, who called him a racist, mainstream media. So they're sticking together. Stick together. I'd love to see a lot of videos come out of that one. This is the People's Revolution of the United States of America. Our nation has been commandeered by an illegitimate regime that has violated the Hava Act of 2002 repeatedly. They are practicing lawlessness and open rebellion against these United States of we the people. We fight for with our intellect, our voices, and the pen. We will never back down, never surrender. We want our nation back. We will not be slaves. We will not tolerate tyrants nor their sick psychopaths. Those greedy for power and deranged from perversions will try anything to stop and end the unified people of the United States. The future is ours. We'll restore the rule of law, restore the authority of state constitutions and the U.S. Constitution. Endure momentary pain, friends. Victory is soon to be ours, freedom, and nothing less we'll endure with. So this is very important, Laura Logan put out. Texas is being used. We can stop it. Aaron Stevenson says, tag all Texans that you know, HHS. Homeland Security is attempting to legalize child trafficking. Read this article from at Secure Border, Texas. Texas receives far more unaccompanied minors than any other state, and consequently, there are more HHS contracted facilities housing UCs operated in the state, more than 50, according to the latest publicly available information. This means that the attempts to make the incentivizing and dangerous policies permanent will have a substantial negative impact on Texas. Continue to move forward. If Q wasn't real, says Wyatt, then Trump would tell you. Think logically, there's a 0% chance that Trump would allow his base to be taken by someone out of his control if he was not affiliated or a part of it. It would take 1 minute and one tweet to save his base from a massive conspiracy theory lie. Boom. Liz Croken says, first Elon comments on Pizzagate this week and now Q. Fake news meltdown starts in 3, 2, 1. Yeah. You go through all of this. President Trump then puts out, whenever I sarcastically insert the name Obama for Biden as an indication that others may actually be having a very big influence in running our country, Ron DeSanctimonious and his failing campaign apparatus, together with the Democrats' radical left disinformation machine, go wild saying that, quote, Trump doesn't know the name of our president. Crooked. Joe Biden. He must be cognitively impaired. No, I know both names very well, never mix them up, and know that they are destroying our country. Also, and as reported, I just took a cognitive test as part of my physical exam and aced it. Also aced a perfect score, one taken while in the White House. Biden should take one so we can determine why he wants open borders, no energy independence, a woke military, high inflation, no voter ID, men playing in women's sports, only electric cars and trucks, a weaponized DOJ, FBI, and so many other crazy things, capital C-R-A-Z-Y. Spook blog, keep in mind that Hamas was created and funded by Israel at the insistence of Netanyahu, the same as ISIS. These are false flag ops designed to mask Israeli Mossad operations to seize total control of what used to be Palestine, the final step to destroy Gaza to convert it to an Israeli deep water port. Israelis laugh at America, and that's from all of these listed here, and that is coming from, again, if I go to this Spooked blog. We talked about this. If you go to my October 9th, 11th, and 13th videos, you can see a breakdown with all this stuff that we're showing you. And more. And here's Elon talking.
It was suddenly been
in Jerusalem, November 27th.
A day, I would say, an emotionally difficult day to see the places where people were murdered. I just did a talk with the Prime Minister, and I think there's, I mean, obviously, that there are three things that need to happen in the Gaza situation. I mean, there's no choice but to kill those who insist on murdering civilians. There's no choice. They're not going to change their mind. But and then the second thing is to change the education so that a new generation of murderers is not trained to be murderers. And then the third thing, which is also very important, is to try to build prosperity.
Elon Musk under attack. Mediaite. Washington Post becomes the latest company to stop ads on Twitter, X, amid Musk controversies. Also, Liz Crokin showed us Vice News attacks Elon Musk for posting about Pizzagate and continues to insist it's a debunked conspiracy theory on the same day their former contributor is sentenced to prison for arranging to sexually abuse a 9-year-old. You can't make this up. Vice News. Child pornography possession from Vice News. It keeps popping up right in front of our face. Why they can't stand Elon anymore. They don't like the truth getting out. They don't like us sharing because Twitter's got a, you know, big following. A lot of folks paying attention, sharing things like crazy. And, you know, we keep bringing it up. We keep showing you. And Dave Smith on why the establishment turned on Elon Musk with Joe Rogan.
The point really is that they were furious at him already just for the gall of saying you were going to come make this a free speech platform when, yeah, as we know from the Twitter files, right, that it wasn't simply that Jack Dorsey was deciding he didn't want to hear anything that was skeptical about the COVID vax or lockdowns on his platform, but it was literally that the FBI, our federal government, political campaigns, three-letter agencies were telling Twitter, colluding with them, and making sure that, again, like I was saying before, that their government propaganda that they felt was necessary in order to institute these tyrannical policies of the COVID regime, that was not allowed to be dissented against, yeah, on there. And that's what his real crime against them was buying Twitter, saying he's gonna make it a free speech platform, and releasing the Twitter files. That's really what got the establishment turned on Elon Musk, who, as you probably remember, was once a darling.
Once a darling. Not anymore. Sound familiar? It's like President Trump. Once a darling. Not anymore. So, of course, they want to stop and silence the speech everywhere. They're going to work on it, different countries. Ireland, the Green Party lunatic, Pauline O'Reilly. We are restricting freedom for the common good.
When you think about it, all law, all legislation is about the restriction of freedom. That's exactly what we're doing here, is we are restricting freedom, but we're doing it for the common good. You will see throughout our constitution, yes, you have rights, but they are restricted for the common good. Everything needs to be balanced. And if your views on other people's identities go to make their lives unsafe, insecure, and cause them such deep discomfort that they cannot live in peace, then I believe that it is our job as legislators to restrict those freedoms for the common good.
Restrict them for the common good. Restrict free speech. That's actually good. When we have all control, the government, when we can tell you what to think and how to think, and we can control the media on telling you how to think, we don't agree with free speech. So that's Ireland's criminal justice incitement to violence or hatred and hate offenses, Bill 2022. The translation of this bill, CJ bill, anyone who possesses on their phones or computers memes and anything else that hurts someone's feelings from a protected group will be sent to prison for up to 5 years for the common good. To make matters worse, Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar vowed to modernize free speech with CJ Bill 22. After there was outrage, there was another illegal migrant stabbing. This time, 3 children and 2 adults in Dublin, Ireland. Think about that. Illegal migrants who stab children are more protected over natural-born citizens.
We're going to make sure that we make those changes to our laws in the next couple of weeks to allow the Gardaí to use that evidence and go through that evidence and identify the people who are involved in these actions, and we are going to get them. In addition to that, I think it's now very obvious to anyone who might have doubted it that our incitement hatred legislation is just not up to date. It's not up to date for the social media age, and we need that legislation through, and we need it through within a matter of weeks, because it's not just the platforms who have a responsibility here, and they do. There's also the individuals who post messages and images online that stir up hatred and violence, and we need to be able to use laws to go after them individually as well.
So instead of going after
all the folks that they just bring in from other countries illegally. And instead of going after them and looking into why they go out and stab children who live in Ireland or have been there for their entire life, families, generations, no, we've got to go after these folks because they're putting out their speech stating that they are against all of these illegals coming in. They're against their children getting stabbed. Oh, no, that we don't want them going against those groups. That's hate. Who decides what's hate and what's not? These fools need to be replaced. Conor McGregor then goes out, MMA champion. He's under investigation for online hate speech. Let's see, what did he say? Conor McGregor, I don't care about President Higgins' statement or Varadkar's statement or Mary Lou's or Justice McKenty's or Garda commissioners. Announce our plan of action. What are we waiting for? Your statements of nothing are absolutely worthless to solving the issue. Innocent children ruthlessly stabbed by a mentally deranged non-national in Dublin, Ireland today. Our chief of police had this to say on the riots in the aftermath. Drew, not good enough. There's grave danger among us in Ireland that should never be here in the first place. Then he asks, any update on the well-being of those stabbed today? Absolutely horrific scenes all day. My stomach is churning with no action being taken at all during these ever more frequent events, like literally zero action taken whatsoever. How do we expect an end to this? They call that hate speech. He's speaking up. The Irish police force knows the Gardaí is currently evaluating McGregor's social media posts as part of an investigation in the spread of online hate speech. Huh. So take these guys that have big names, flaunt them out for the public to see, so then it puts fear in all of the people to make sure they don't say anything or speak up. Create laws to scare everyone from talking to each other. They're sick. Keith Olbermann. After Musk's endorsement of the QAnon and Pizzagate conspiracy theory, I won't be posting here anymore on, you know, on X. It's done. There are a couple of pre-scheduled promos for the podcast that last run. I'm on the other socials under my name or some variation of Countdown. The freak opens his mouth. And then Trump filed a motion in the J6 indictment case requesting all documents regarding informants, cooperators, undercover agents, representatives who were present or within 5 miles of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The deep state has no choice. Drop the charges altogether before being forced handing over self-incriminating documents, or they hand the documents over and expose their own crimes. Trump is a genius. And there it is on your screen for all to see. Let's see, we can zoom in just a little bit for you. Request, please provide any old documents regarding informants, cooperators, undercover. There it is. Number 26. Discovery contains FBI's 302s for investigations related to events on January 6th. Please provide all investigations related to foreign interference and efforts by foreign actors. Remember, they had Ukrainian Azov battalion people there. They found many redacted documents. The truth just keeps coming out. Folks, if you want to know more, you can go to andweknow.com. Andweknow.com, you'll find our podcast. We have an exclusive audio-only podcast now that we're putting out on Saturday. I'm trying to work on a Tuesday, Thursday to get those out to you. We've got our cruise you can click on, the partners page that is coming. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We had our meeting this week to go over some of that. I was just so amazed. And folks, you know, we have the Patriot Light that we created also for all those that are looking for resources. They're looking for news, social news that we follow, faith, markets, world news. It's got a little bit of mainstream media in there, but also mixed in is the social news. You can mix and match, go do your own research and find out a lot more. But we try to keep it above board and it refreshes about every 5 minutes. You also go to awk_828 on Instagram. That's where we post the videos and pictures of folks wearing our gear. Also on Facebook, we've got a following there called Awk Updates. You can look for it there. We can't call it And We Know. Facebook kicked us off. You guys remember Instagram also kicked us off when we called it And We Know. So pretty cool. And just wanted to show you also that we have that podcast. When you go to Podbean, all you have to do, excuse me, not Cyber Monday. Sorry, that's the wrong one. I placed the wrong one. Anyway, You've got the LT with And We Know exclusive podcast, audio only. You can go to that exclusively on Podbean. To get to that, go to andweknow.com, click on our podcast, and subscribe to Podbean, would you? And then you can catch those, and you'll get updates also when you ask for them. Also, just wanted to share this with you, a photo. God's Children Are Not For Sale, and that picture wearing her gear. Hi, LT, and We Know is a favorite show of both my son and myself. We eagerly watch every episode. We first heard about the movie Sound of Freedom on your show, watched it on opening night. Deeply moved by it, Adam, 17 years old, organized a rally against child trafficking at the Rhode Island State House. We marched through the streets of the capital city of Providence with a loudspeaker chanting child trafficking statistics. A young girl off the streets joined in the march and quietly walked beside us. She was carrying a suitcase. She was clearly in distress. She asked if she could have the microphone, and we gave it to her. I could see that she wanted to release an overwhelming amount of pain and secrets, but she couldn't. We all just stood there in silence for what seemed like eternity. We all welled up with tears and could feel the pain in her eyes. She finally uttered a cracking whisper of the words on the sign I was holding, God's Children Are Not For Sale. It turned out she was trafficked herself. She took her chance of a counter of our march as a sign from God is now being helped by the woman in the march who was on the mic. Way to go. Seeing our future leaders right there, guys. Absolutely amazing. They're wearing our gear. Just to let you know, we have Christmas tees are 40% off. Use code 40CHRISTMAS at our store, shop.amweknow.com. That ends November 29th. And also, you get a $6 puzzle when you buy anything on our thing. Just use puzzle 6 in our store. We've got all kinds of goodies, guys. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Why do you think it is that when you say the economy is improving and President Biden says the economy is improving, that a majority of Americans outside of this building are not buying it?
So here's the thing. When we walked into this administration, the economy was on a tailspin. That is the fact. Because of the last administration, because of the Trump administration, because of how they dealt with COVID and the pandemic, because they didn't have a comprehensive plan. The president came in, he passed the American Rescue Plan, which was able to get the economy back on its feet, which was able to open up small businesses were able to open up, schools were able to open up. And we understand what Americans have been feeling over the last 2-3 years. It's going to take some time. We get that. It's going to take some time, but it does not take away how we have seen the economy getting back on its feet. We actually had to fix the problem that we saw that the last administration left us.
Fix the problem of the last administration. Blame it on Trump. That's the go-to whenever they're caught. Gas prices were lower. Folks were able to put food on the table. Rent was cheap. Houses were great. Everyone's finding jobs. Those that couldn't find them for a long time. People were getting pay raises. Big, small businesses were growing like crazy. We were bringing businesses back into America. And they came in and destroyed it all. And instead of answering the question, let's just blame it on Trump. That's how they usually work, right? Monetary system. Here's more on the Joe Rogan Show.
The whole system of fractional reserve banking is really kind of this fascinating thing, because everybody still kind of has in their mind that if you kind of have in your mind that the money in your bank account is your money and that you're holding it, that they're holding it for you.
Right.
But that's not right. That's not what's going on. And if you ever actually read the contract that you sign when you open a checking account, that's not what it is. It's more like you're loaning money to the bank and they owe that money to you, but they don't have to give it to you. You could, legally speaking, you could walk in tomorrow to a bank. I mean, no one actually walks up to a teller anymore.
It's a Wonderful Life isn't a Christmas movie. It's a banking movie.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So that is the scene. I was right about that. Okay. Yeah. But so you could walk into the bank tomorrow and you're checking, you know, account balance is whatever. Say it's $5,000 and you could go, I'd like to take out $2,000. And they can say, no, you can't have it. Now, they owe it to you, technically, but they don't have to give it to you. They're not just holding it for you to give to you on demand. Now, the system hasn't collapsed, so they will give that to you today if you walk into a bank. But if
too many people come in and they want too much money.
Well, they don't have it.
Yeah.
Is the point. So when you open a bank account, and I don't know exactly what the reserve rates are now, because I know they did change this during COVID, but for a while it was 10% was what the Federal Reserve set as the reserve that you had to put away. So when you come in to your bank and you give them $100 to open a checking account, just to make it an easy number, they hold $10 and they loan out $90. And now, so they'll loan that money out. And so essentially they owe you $100, but the effect of this, right, is that now there's this guy. So let's say you open the account with $100. Now there's another guy who takes out a loan for $90, and you're now in the economy and kind of like you think you have $100 and he thinks he has $90, but really there's not $190. There's only $100. That you get what I'm saying? But now here's where it gets even crazier than that. This guy doesn't just hold his $90. He goes and puts it in the bank. And so the bank holds 10% of that money and then loans out 90% of that to somebody else, who then puts that money in the bank. And then they take 10%. So when you actually look at the effect of it, there's like not nearly as much money in the bank as we all think we have.
Yep. And so we talk about stuff like this with Dr. Kirk Elliott. If you missed our interview, it was this Sunday. The Dutch Central Bank prepares for gold standard and more. And it continually brings this up. And if you guys want help on this on a personal level, you can go to andweknow.com/gold and he'll help you out. Dr. Kirk Elliott will speak with you. We talked on these things. Here you go.
Through that. But this is where our journey begins, right? It's not ends, because we don't expect you to watch the markets like a hawk. We will. And we'll always let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, get out of Dodge, do whatever needs to be done moving forward. And here's something really interesting. I'm glad you've got this chart on the screen. If you look at the very, very top, that's not even on there, this massive chunk, that's iron ore, that's steel, right? Mm. Yep. And then the next biggest one is aluminum, and they're massive. You have to scroll all the way down to these dinky little numbers under technology and precious metals. Silver's like 28,000 tons of 1.5 million tons.
Yep.
And gold is even less, right? So it's like all the gold ever mined in the history of the world can fit into two Olympic-sized swimming pools. That's it.
We have a great talk about that, how our money works and more. Man, they have great strategies for precious metals and more. And let me show you something else that we just had given to us recently. Great billboard signs going up across the country. Let my people go. This one's on 6200 South Sunbury Road, Westerville, Ohio, facing south. Really, really cool. Getting these up, Banners for Freedom's been helping us out to get billboards up in different areas. We had another one in 1299 Dublin Granville Road, Columbus, Ohio. We've got another one at 1505 Alum Creek Drive, Columbus, Ohio. And there we go. A great photo with all of our friends together. It's great to see them, man. Just big smiles. Thank you guys for that great work. And so here's some more Joe Rogan, Dave Smith on the Biden administration encouraging the firing of nurses over vaccine mandates.
They fired those nurses that weren't willing to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Even the ones that had COVID and got through it.
Even the ones who were really good at TikTok dances. They all got out.
Yeah. They knew that it imparted natural immunity. And they're like, no, you got to be a part of the Mark team.
Yeah.
You got to get marked.
Well, and
you gotta be on the good side.
The craziest thing about that was that many of these nurses at the point, right? Because when they were firing them was already well into 2021. I mean, it must have been like in the summer of 2021 when that started happening. Mm-hmm. And so these people had been working around COVID positive people since at the latest January of 2020.
They went through the worst of it when there was no treatments available.
So 100% of these nurses had either had COVID and gotten over it, or figured out how to protect themselves from getting COVID by being, you know, like super careful with, you know, like N95 masks and washing their hands and stuff.
Even it's probably their antibodies. It's probably their system that fought it off.
Yes. But I'm just saying none of them have not figured out how to like work under the conditions of the reality of COVID-19. And so to then at that point, and it was just what was amazing about it, and it shows you a little bit about how the propaganda machine works, is that the propaganda starts with, and this happened several times throughout COVID, right? Where the propaganda starts being, oh, the nurses are the heroes. Every day at 6 p.m. in New York City, we're going to open our windows and clap for them while we're all locked down because they're the healthcare workers and they're really on the front lines of this battle. And then as soon as you're not compliant with the latest requirements of the regime, your life's ruined.
Yeah, we'll end your livelihood. There's no room for nuance. There's no room for, oh, you've had it, then you don't have to get it, because then you're going to sell less vaccines.
Right.
It's really that simple.
But there's also no loyalty to the like, oh, weren't they like our heroes last year? And they're like, nope, they're not helping the current agenda. But you saw that a lot with, you can hear Fauci talking in 2020 about how we're never going to get a vaccine. And even if we get a vaccine, it's going to take a decade before we'd know it'd be safe. And so blah, 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 because he was trying to sell the lockdown regime at the time. And so he was saying like, no, don't think there's going to be something that gets us out of all of this. We have to lock down. That's the only way to do it. But then as soon as that switched, and it was like, okay, now the plan is to push the vaccine. It was like, no, you have to get the vaccine. Everybody has to get that. No questions. Don't think about it. Mm-hmm. Don't do your own research. I'm your own research.
Yeah.
Mm. Millions of people tuning in to this show. We talked about this over and over again. Whatever we think of Joe, at least he's having these folks on. He's letting them talk. And of course, he was the brunt of many of the horse dewormer videos when they went after him, when he said, hey, I'm fine. I took vitamin C, took some ivermectin and more. It was working out fine. Yeah, you will take this or not. Pfizer sues Poland because it doesn't want to buy more COVID vaccines. Filed a lawsuit. Yeah. Sued the government of Poland. Alleged failure to buy 60 million contracted doses of its COVID-19 vaccine. Spokesperson for Poland's health ministry, Wona Kania, told local news outlet on Thursday that over a year of negotiations failed to yield a compromise over tens of millions of contracted doses that Poland doesn't want to buy. Their civil suit, filed early this week in Brussels, Belgium, demands that the Polish government pay roughly $1.5 billion for the 60 million doses. A lot of money these folks are making. Not only are we seeing a pushback on this in many levels, from many people saying we've had enough. We've had videos put out in support of our military when they're trying to say, hey, you know, you can come back. You can come back. Check this out.
And I want to elaborate on that and give you an example as to why reinstatement, back pay, and apologies isn't enough.
Remember, he's talking about the thousands of service members were treated with disrespect and fired because of tyranny, yet citing recruitment challenges as a reason this should be a priority diminishes the sentiment, right? It's like, well, we're having recruiting problems. Let these folks come back in, but, you know, that we kicked out for taking the jab. He continues.
So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMET data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today, I'm doing the same thing, five-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed-wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%, ischemic heart disease, 69%, pulmonary heart disease, 62%, heart failure, 973%. Other forms of heart disease, 63%. Cardiomyopathy, 152%.
Did you hear those numbers? These numbers are startling. I thought I heard
69%.
Let me try this one again.
Pulmonary heart disease, 62%.
Heart disease.
Heart failure, 973%.
Heart failure from pilots. Remember? 973%, I think is what I heard. Then we had somebody else out there sharing her thoughts. Let me go to that. I've got it right here. Jordan Carr thinks the U.S. Armed Forces want you to forget as they try to boost recruitment. They medically raped their members. They punished them for their faith. They physically, mentally, and emotionally abused them, but want you to believe they've changed and won't do it again. The same leaders who committed these crimes are still there, have more power. They're promoted. They broke the law. They rewarded their crimes. Add your own comments. Here we go.
Jordan Carr, and I'm a former Air Force Intel officer and captain that was
This is Jordan Carr.
Discharged over the COVID-19 mandates. I've seen a lot of representatives in the last week tweeting about some sort of restitution, and we really appreciate that. We really appreciate the support. But I did want to touch on a couple of the things that I've seen from these representatives, and that's calls for an apology, restoration of rank, back pay, and that sort of thing. While all of those things would be wonderful, the reality is that an apology would not be genuine. Because in order for an apology to be genuine, there has to be an admittance of wrongdoing, and the DOD, DHS, and Officer Corps will not admit that they were wrong. The message being received so far by them is that they can commit crimes and get away with it. As far as restoration of rank and back pay, again, while those would be wonderful, we have a Democrat-controlled Senate, and so I don't see that as a reality. At a minimum, what needs to happen is that all of those members who were discharged with the General Discharge Misconduct Code, they need to have their discharges upgraded to honorable. They deserve that. They did nothing wrong. In fact, they were punished for their faith, the majority of them. The number one thing from that the veterans like myself would love to see is accountability, because the recruiting and retention crisis will not be solved when you have an officer corps that inflicted moral and physical injury on their members and they're still serving. They have not been held accountable. In fact, a lot of them have been promoted. That being said, there are veterans, a group of us, at least two dozen of us, who have been working with representatives. Some of us met in D.C. a week and a half ago with at least 11 representatives' offices, and we had a two-hour discussion with them on proposals that we would like to see in amendments, investigations, realistic expectations as far as restitution. I'm going to tag the representatives who showed up. It doesn't mean that they've committed to anything, but it means that they had a conversation with us. It means that they heard us out. They took notes. They engaged in the reality of having a Democrat-controlled Senate and what that means as far as bipartisan legislation. If you don't see your representative tagged, please tag them, because we're going to continue to engage with these representatives. We're going to continue, especially the ones who have tweeted about some sort of restitution in the last week. We want to have those discussions with them. So please tag your representatives. Thank you for your support. We're not going to stop fighting. We've been fighting for almost 3 years because we care about this country and we care about the military. And especially as a former officer, we care about the enlisted corps. The amount of pressure that they received, both from their senior NCO chain of command and their officer corps chain of command, it's disgusting what happened to them. And as an officer, we have an obligation to protect, uphold, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the officer corps broke the law. We have a moral obligation and a duty to not obey unlawful orders. And
thank you, Jordan Carr. Absolutely amazing. Here we go. We'll finish it.
Court case, the judge acknowledged that the DOD was mandating vaccines from an EUA vial in my court case. So we know that they broke the law. Now we just need accountability. We need to make sure that this never happens again. And if we have any hope in restoring the military and solving this recruiting and retention crisis, accountability is the number one thing we need.
That's right. And so it's important. And for me, as I've mentioned before, for those that listen to me all the time, two older sons served. I was in the Marine Corps 20 years, retired. One son went Marine Corps. The other went Army. They got out. I've got two more sons. They wanted to join the military, but they've held back because of these mandates, because of the craziness going on in the military and more. There's a host of reasons, but the big one is, are they going to force me to put this stuff into my body? Many of you know that have been in the military. You walk into boot camp, they just start throwing all kinds of stuff in your body right away without telling you what's going in your body. It's more than just this COVID death shot. I usually take you to sudden deaths, COVID BC, vax sudden deaths. And I show you over and over again, folks that post on social media for the world to see, bragging about getting the jab. And then they have a shock death. Australian professional wrestling superman Kyle Eed was rocked the sporting community. 23-year-old passed away suddenly earlier this week. Constant feature. That was in August 2023. That's how long it's been since that's been posted. You got pictures of people and more. Let me see. If I go to the very bottom, what's the latest? You got more folks sharing. See, their jab. Look at me. I got it. And the next thing you know, they're gone suddenly. They brag about it, and then they're gone. They brag about it, and they're gone. I just keep showing these pictures over and over. You can go to that on Telegram and see it all playing out. And, of course, they just a reminder from MJ Truth, stay home a few weeks. It's for the greater good. Close your business. It's for the greater good. Stay home longer. It's for the greater good. Wear this mask. Wear two masks. We recommend injecting the vaccine. We need you to spend the holidays alone. You're mandated to inject this vaccine. We need to hold you in a facility because you're not complying. It's all for the greater good. We need you to stop eating meat. We need you to stop driving your gas car. We need you to stop saying things about a protected class. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop having children. It's for the greater good. It's all for the greater good. They want you to just be quiet and comply. As a matter of fact, they keep pushing another one, what we know about the respiratory illnesses causing havoc at China's hospitals, New York Post. And guys, I'm not saying nothing's happening. I mean, I've been watching a lot of stuff. Folks on Twitter are sharing, hey, I've had some things, Patriot Voice and some others. They're saying, yeah, I've been having some weird respiratory problems, RSV and more, a lot of weird stuff. And people are saying, are they spraying something in the air? They want you to believe all this and think something bad's about to happen. But remember, be not afraid. This post was a while back, but a reminder.
Operations on the American people. Well, Obama changed that in 2014. Now it's perfectly legal to run PSYOP on the American people. You are living in a multifaceted psychological operations exercise.
You're living a PSYOP exercise. They play this out in front of all of us, and we know. Destroys many lives. And more. I mean, folks, as we go through all of this, I mean, think about the things that we just shared in this small span. Oliver Stone talking with Bill Maher about the stolen election. Strange things happening in the funeral service for Carter. Black Lives Matter leader now endorses Trump. We've got comms and Joe Rogan about Elon Musk. Ireland going crazy with their laws to stop people from speaking up. They can't stand free speech. Obliterate the deep state, retruthed by President Trump. We got the so many things from Joe Rogan show coming out about the mandates and more. COVID, military members standing up, former military standing up. Man, thank you for your service and being so strong. And also, we've had great comms. Here, remember Captain Clay Higgins shared a while back, very interesting meeting with President Trump yesterday at his home in Mar-a-Lago. This was years ago. America, have faith. I'm not at liberty to discuss details. I'm just saying, have faith. Kind of reminder as we see all this, just Joe Rambo is always putting out great comms for us, things to remember. Remember, he was given a 21-gun salute.
You who are just joining us, you're watching as President Trump...
as he left the office. Biden was given a funeral, incoming adversary salute. Biden was sworn in early. Trump did not attend the ceremony. Trump left with nuclear football. National Guard was sworn in at U.S. as U.S. Marshals and took over D.C. Joe Biden's Marines were out of uniform and turned their backs to him. Trump told us of the pause. Q told us the people must be shown, not told. So you tell me what's going on.
Beach to Mar-a-Lago, the resort where they live. Let's listen.
Okay. Amazing. You remember he was standing in front of 17 flags, and there's folks still out there. I'm seeing some comments in other places, other videos that post my stuff, a lot of love, but they're still out there going, oh, I used to watch this. He still thinks that President Trump is the Messiah coming back as Jesus to save us all. And I'm like, you guys have lost your mind. Don't let him bother me anymore. We're going to keep pressing forward. The comms are there. We do all we can to keep you guys informed. I feel like I'm directed and led by the Holy Spirit for all of this. And it's just been an amazing journey with all of you. So I just kind of keep the reminder, just like we hear from Captain Clay Higgins. America, have faith. I'm not at liberty to discuss details. I'm just saying, have faith.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we are so grateful for how you continue to guide us. You provide us the resources to be able to discover, research things, and find out about this enemy who's been hiding behind Hollywood, music, politicians, media, and so many other places, brainwashing us day in and day out with demonic sayings, do what thou wilt, do whatever you want, says Satan. Yet we know your guidebook is wonderful. It's a mirror and shows us just how messed up we are and how badly we need a Savior and how amazing it is that you send your Holy Spirit to us when we just have faith that your Son believed that he died on the cross and rose again after 3 days. Confess with our mouth. How amazing to live in a time when so many people are searching for something, they're hurting. And we know that you've created this guidebook for us and you're pulling so many away from that demonic force, from the enemy who even questioned at the very beginning to Eve, did God really say? Oh, yes, you did. You remind us over and over again your love for us. You remind us when you were tempted from the enemy. Over and over again, 3 times, it is written. Your holy word is amazing. We thank you for that. We know that we are fallen, have many faults, but we know we can come to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, boldly before your throne, making requests. And we just request as we move forward each day that many more people will be softened up and realize what a mighty God we serve and how great things are going in such a positive way. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for hitting that subscribe button and for also hitting the like button. I wanted to just update you on one more thing that you guys have done for us, and we've just been so appreciative of this. But my sons, I just like to show them. I usually do it at the end of the video, but they worked really hard. I'm probably one of the biggest tournaments they put together on their own. And I wanted to show you just the intro for that here as we go in forward. Here, check this out, how they're learning. They're growing, okay? Then we'll close.
Welcome to the exciting world of bowling. Get ready to witness the ultimate showdown as nearly 30 skilled bowlers compete for glory in the highly anticipating Bowling Bros Elimination Tournament. In this thrilling event, the best of the best will gather at the Kadena Bowling Alley to showcase their precision, technique, and sheer determination. From seasoned professionals to rising stars, these bowlers will leave no pin standing as they battle it out for the coveted championship title. With each frame, the tension builds as competitors strive to outperform one another, aiming for that perfect strike and the chance to advance in the next round. But it's not about the competition, it's about the camaraderie and passion for the sport. As the pins fall and the cheers echo through the lanes, you'll witness the true spirit of bowling, where friendships are forged and memories are made. Join us as we bring you exclusive coverage of this epic 30-people elimination bowling tournament. Our cameras captured every exhilarating moment, ensuring you don't miss a single second of the action. Enjoy.
That was my son Raphael doing the voicing for this. Watch this intro, it's just amazing.
rules today are simple. Every competitor must throw one shot and the lowest score each round is eliminated until we have a winner.
Pretty amazing, guys. So I just hope you go check that out. My sons put this together. Huge tournament. 32 people, I believe, showed up. They do the top 10. It's an amazing, just an amazing drive to the end. And I just encourage you guys to go check it out, subscribe, and watch that. Just a shout out for my sons. Great work. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Then We Know, signing out.